In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the family who prays together stays together. This is not some quaint phrase that you simply find on the back of a car as you're driving down the highway and notice that this must be a Catholic family. This goes to the very heart of the economy of grace that God has designed and deigned to establish in our world for the salvation of souls, beginning with the family, the domestic church, that little, most concentrated element that is able to support each other and thereby facilitate the grace necessary in order to bring souls to heaven. This is the vocation of parents. This is the sublime and most august reality with which God has endowed the human family, that one man and one woman would give themselves entirely to each other for life by the grace of God in order to populate heaven with saints. Remember, parents, that even you, in the state of an emergency, can and must baptize your children in the state of in order that they would be prevented to die without the removal of original sin. That you as fathers and you as mothers have that responsibility and that power delegated to you by Holy Mother Church to baptize your children and those you know if they are in the danger of death, before that they would be baptized officially by a minister of Holy Mother Church in sacramental and, you might say, the full ritual of baptism. Never forget that. And educate other Catholics in the same way, that no matter who you are or where you come from, that if your intention is to do what Holy Mother Church does through this sacrament, using pure water and using the formula that Holy Mother Church has prescribed for the efficacy of this sacrament, that is, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, infusing upon them the water that you pour out onto their head at that same moment, you do what God has asked of us all, is to be reborn in water and in the Holy Ghost, purifying that child from original sin and making them an heir to the kingdom of God. This is your responsibility and also your duty, that if you cannot bring your child to the baptismal font in the church because of the danger of his death, that you would be able to give him eternal life because of your, in virtue of your power as a Christian and as a parent. It never ceases to amaze me also the providence with which Almighty God places events in our lives, particularly in the liturgy, and how it at least helps me to understand more greatly what it is that something perhaps obscure can become so clear. Tomorrow, the 25th of March, which is always the 25th of March, no matter where it falls in the year or in the week. Tomorrow, the 25th of March, is the feast of the Annunciation to our Blessed Mother and the feast of the virginal conception of Jesus Christ, our Savior and God. This is the feast of the Incarnation, the very beginning of it, whereby the second divine person from all of eternity would condescend and humble himself to become man, taking upon human flesh and being conceived in the virginal womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who gave her consent, her yes, to the greeting of the angel Gabriel, whose feast day is today, March 24th, that the plan of God would be carried out not only for her, but for each one of us, because without that day, we would not only not be here, but there would be no reason for us to speak of any of this. Tomorrow is that day, March 25th. And today, the third Sunday of Lent, which is movable throughout the liturgical year, and is not necessarily the day that precedes the Feast of the Annunciation. This day, we read the Gospel. Holy Mother Church presents to us the words of Christ Himself, her divine spouse, which conclude with the very homage and acclamation that we give to our Blessed Mother in the Saturday Masses throughout the year, dedicated to her honor and to her praise and to her supreme dignity as Queen of all saints and as the Mother of God. The woman cried, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the paps that gave thee suck." And our Lord says, "Yes, indeed, qui nemo," in Latin, that is to say, yes and more. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. This speaks most sublimely of our Blessed Mother herself, who not only heard the word of God, but kept it so profoundly that she would be the recipient of the messenger of God and then bear that word, the eternal word, capital W, in her virginal womb in order to make him incarnate for us. This ineffable mystery of the incarnation inaugurates the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The first mystery that we pray in this prayer, which can certainly be a test perhaps of our patience, of our perseverance, of our fidelity, and of our commitment. This mystery is the very one which begins this most powerful prayer, which Almighty God, the same Almighty God who cast out demons by his own finger, has given this most powerful prayer the power to cast out demons from your homes, from your families, and from your own souls. The family who prays it together will stay together. It is so important for us to recognize the power. It is first important to recognize the power with which the Holy Rosary acts in each and every person who says its prayers with piety, in devotion, repeating the words of the angel Gabriel, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the womb of thy womb, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed is the womb that bore the Son of God." And therefore asking her for her intercession, that her most powerful maternal protection would be over you and your families. Encourage each other to pray the rosary daily for the end of the strife within your homes, which St. Paul delineates as being foolish and not worth your time because you are children of God. And then also to cast out the demons in your own neighborhoods, in our society at large, and even here, in our parish and oratory family, or more largely, the Institute family at large. There are demons, of course, that lurk and prowl at every corner, and they seek, like a lion, souls to devour. In that time, have recourse to the rosary. The rosary is the most powerful devotion, and Our Lady guarantees its effects on the demons that cast themselves upon our families and upon the family at large. Abortion, divorce, euthanasia, homosexuality, all of the demons which plague the family in its very core, our Blessed Mother ensures us that recourse to her will allow us to overcome these demons by the power of God and then also help others to overcome them as well. We are but one family, and if that family does not pray together, it will not stay together. Almighty God wishes to teach us this Lent, understanding that we cannot rebuild His church alone, and that not unlike St. Francis of Assisi in his time when he was asked to do this very thing, that we too must do this by relying upon each other, not on our own strength, and not on our individual efforts independent of those next to us, but that I will pray for you, and that you will pray for me, and that in the true sense of the word for, when you are too weak to pray yourself, know that you are being prayed for by those next to you. And that when I am too weak to pray for myself, that I know that you are praying for me in my weakness. You are praying in my place, and I promise you that I am praying in yours. At that altar we are united, and at that altar we offer up the one timeless sacrifice of Christ on the cross in an unbloody manner for the salvation of all souls, that we may one day be forever with God in heaven in the glory of our eternal happiness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.